thousands of miles from home. You wake in a cheap hotel with thirst so urgent, you have no choice but to find the bathroom faucet with your mouth. Drink deep and understand the daily sigh made by bodies everywhere in this small town. Your new cushy job gives you bottled artesian water, which you consider as you taste the tap. Used to be, there was no good distance between this rivery tang and your fluid desires. Used to be, you'd shove aside a sweaty friend or jab a sibling for the first shot at placing lips to the only neighborhood source. Used to be, no future in yearning. Feel how far you've come. 2. Today, a flood, and you see the risk in proximity, and life stretched by loving both a river and the rain. To watch what feeds you run dangerous, the biblical possibility of nurture rising into a final rage. Father rain, mother river. When it pours, and you love when it pours, this river turns tannic with the turbulence you can recognize as home. Mother rain, father river. But what course isn't threatened when the right season licks its lips? What epic confluence can avoid the violence of giving and taking such shape? Mother, father, river rain. If given the chance, you too will empty or swell, will lay claim to every unrooted thing in the name of a love you learned from flood.
What were the initial sparks for the start to writing this poem?
Actually, this poem is funny. So I was at a residency in Vermont at the Vermont Studio Center, and I was there for, or with two goals in mind. One was to finish the book, which I did, and also to finish an essay that I had been asked to contribute to a collection of essays on essays and poems and other pieces of writing on concepts of home and hearth. It just so happened that the essay was the hard part that I almost didn't finish. I thought the book was going to be the hard part. But every time I would start the essay, I would sort of pole vault into poems. And my essay pitch was about thinking about rivers as a counter space, a counter home space that was otherwise compromised by my father. And so streams were places that I could connect with my father. And so I kept sort of pole vaulting out of the essay into poems about rivers and water. And so this piece began as a, weirdly as an avoidance piece to an essay that I was working on at the time.
And does that appear in one of your books?
Yeah, this is actually the opening poem to Night Angler, the forthcoming book.
Okay, and when is that? When do you expect to have that out?
The official publication date is April 2019.
What drew you to creating in the form of poetry?
I can actually remember where I was sitting the moment that I started the journey of the writer that I am today, or the journey that I continue to be on. And I was sitting in my room. It was the summer after I graduated high school. I was accepted to Oregon State University, and I was going to study zoology. I had friends around me who wrote all the time, and one of them, I think we were playing video games or listening to music in my room, and he asked, "How come you don't write?" I didn't really have a good answer, and so he handed me a piece of paper and pen, and we sat there and wrote quietly for, you know, maybe 15 minutes, and then I gave him what I'd written, which was a very 18-year-old melodramatic poem, I'm sure, and it was his reaction. He was his response and the way he looked at me, there was this moment of contact that I had been best friends with this person. We had spent a lot of time together, and I'd never seen him sort of engage me like that. And that sort of contact that happened on the page, and I just never stopped writing after that.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Katie.
That's poet Jeffrey Davis, who teaches creative writing in the English department here at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. His poem, "The Fidelity of Water," which he read for us, was in a recent issue of The New Yorker. His second book, Night Angler, is due out in April with Boa Editions.